Krishna Book, Canto 7, Vrindavana Antyalila, Chapter 37, Scene 3, and Chapter 38, Scene 1, Akrura Converses with Krishna. After Akrura was thus properly received and seated, Nanda Maharaj, the foster father of Krishna, said, "My dear Akrura, what shall I inquire from you? I know that you are being protected by King Kamsa, who is most cruel and demoniac. His protection is just like the slaughterhouse keeper's protection of animals that he will kill in the future. Kamsa is so selfish that he has killed the sons of his own sister Devaki. So how can I honestly believe that he is protecting the citizens of Mathura?" This statement is most significant. If the political or executive heads of the state are simply interested in themselves, they can never look after the welfare of the citizens. As Nanda Maharaj spoke to Akrura with pleasing words, Akrura forgot all the fatigue of his day's journey from Mathura to Vrindavana. Akrura was warmly received by Lord Krishna and Nanda Maharaj and was offered a resting place for the night. In the meantime, the two brothers, Balaram and Krishna, went to take supper. Akrura sat on his bed and began to reflect that all the desires which he had anticipated while coming from Mathura to Vrindavan had been fulfilled. Lord Krishna is the husband of the goddess of fortune, and being pleased with his pure devotee, Krishna can offer whatever the devotee desires. But the pure devotee does not ask anything from Lord Krishna for his or her personal benefit. After taking supper, Krishna and Balaram came to bid good night to Akrura. Krishna asked about his maternal uncle, Kamsa. "So, how is Kamsa dealing with his friends? How are my relatives?" Krishna also inquired into Kamsa's plans. The Supreme Personality of Godhead then informed Akrura that Akrura's presence was very much welcome. Krishna inquired from Akrura whether all his relatives and friends were well and free from all kinds of ailments. Krishna stated that he was very sorry that his maternal uncle Kamsa was the head of the kingdom. Krishna said that Kamsa was the greatest anachronism in the whole system of government, and that they could not expect any welfare for the citizens while Kamsa ruled. Then Krishna said, "My father has undergone much tribulation simply from my being his son. For this reason also, he has lost many other sons. I think myself so fortunate that you, Akrura, have come as my friend and relative. My good friend Akrura, please tell me the purpose of your coming to Vrindavan." After this inquiry, Akrura, who belonged to the dynasty of Yadu, explained the recent events in Mathura, including Kamsa's attempt to kill Vasudeva, the father of Krishna. Akrura related the things which happened after the disclosure by Narada that Krishna was the son of Vasudeva. Sitting by Krishna in the house of Nanda Maharaj, Akrura narrated all the stories regarding Kamsa. Akrura told how Narada met Kamsa and how Akrura himself was deputed by Kamsa to come to Vrindavan. Akrura explained to Krishna that Narada had told Kamsa all about Krishna's being transferred from Mathura to Vrindavan just after his birth, and about Krishna's killing all the demons sent by Kamsa. Then Akrura explained to Krishna the purpose of his coming to Vrindavan, to take Krishna back to Mathura. After hearing of all these arrangements, Balaram and Krishna, who are very expert in killing opponents, mildly laughed at the plans of Kamsa. Krishna and Balaram then asked Nanda Maharaj to invite all the cowherder boys to go to Mathura to participate in the ceremony known as Dhanuryagya. Kamsa wanted them all to go there to participate in the function. On Krishna's word, Nanda Maharaj at once called for the cowherder boys and asked them to collect all kinds of milk preparations and milk to present in the ceremony. Nanda also sent instructions to the police chief of Vrindavan to tell all the inhabitants about Kamsa's great Dhanuryagya function and invite them to join. Nanda Maharaj informed the cowherder boys that they would start the next morning. They therefore arranged for the cows and bulls to carry them all to Mathura. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan. Sri Govinda, Gopinath, Madana Mohan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.